Miko, back in contention. It's those two red cards ahead of you now.
Yeah, nothing has changed since Corsica. Exactly the same things, but it's amazing speed they are doing. I can't respond at all, even if I try a bit. So it's a shame.
You've Sordo within your sights. Do you see him as overtakeable at this stage?
Yeah, he is still in my sight. I'll try to push as hard as I can tomorrow. And it's a little bit different kind of state. It's going to be a bit faster tomorrow, and at least something good when I go through the split times. When it's very fast, then we are closer. So hopefully we can fight back a little bit tomorrow.
You've had a slight scare in the last circuit, bit of overshooting.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I almost overshoot it, but just managed to turn it with the handbrake. But I just stalled the engine doing that. So small mistake. Cost me only maybe 4 seconds, so it wasn't too bad.
Now, we've just heard, and you have too, that stages 7 and 8 are cancelled. We don't know why yet. What's your immediate reaction to that, then?
Well, it's a real shame. I mean, those were new stages, and would have been quite exciting to go there driving on dark. I was really hoping that I could maybe take some time out of Sordo over there, so it's a shame.
You were saying there were frustrations at having those two cars ahead of you, and that maybe the progress you were hoping to make hasn't quite been fully made yet.
No, not on tarmac, definitely not. But then again, I knew that it's going to be difficult here on Ireland, so we need to be ready when we get to Norway.
You still have 2 days to overtake two men. Possible?
Maybe one. Sebastian is a bit too far ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.